So also the text.
Collecting spirit, it started right from the beginning, Ephesians church age. And so the two moving together, so deceptive, when they look religious. Both look religious. Praise the Lord. But when it comes that both were what? Growing together. Praise the Lord. They were growing together. And so, he said, if you can just think of the seasons, you can get a very good picture of this as how a season, it melts into the other season. So the prophet was saying, if you can tell, you can't tell exactly when summer became autumn. You see, it faded into it. That's the way how the ages fades into one another. Praise the Lord. Just like summer, you see the flowers and everything, but gradually, you see slowly the flowers now, all the leaves are changing color. Praise the Lord. They are changing color to brown, and then before you see, you get the whole, all the leaves are falling and leaves the tree so bare. Praise the Lord. As we getting into what? It gets into another season. That's how the ages, they flow into another one. Praise the Lord. So you cannot see exactly, summer doesn't stop abruptly. And then autumn also starts just all of a sudden. You understand it? Praise the Lord. That's the way how it is. Amen. So, the prophet said, it is to this age that Jesus says, I come quickly. So that makes the last age a very short one. You see, we are on Philadelphia, but as I told you in the beginning, we go to, when we finish Revelation 3:7, I found that we need to take Revelation 3:8 so that we follow how the whole thing, the prophet made the whole thing fading into what? Laodicea. Praise the Lord. So, as we are getting here, when we get out of this, then we go to Laodicea, and then you see the whole picture very well. Praise the Lord. So, said, it is in this age that Jesus says, I come quickly. That makes the last age a very short one. Laodicea is the age of the quick work, and it cuts short. So this time, there's no overlapping. Praise the Lord. This time, it's not going to overlap into any place. See, the prophet said it was, it cuts short. And you understand it? In the twinkle of an eye. The rapture. See, so this age will cut short like that. There's no overlapping. It will not overlap into anything. It will not melt into anything. That's what the prophet said. That's great. That's wonderful. Amen. The prophet, we have a prophet. Praise the Lord. Laodicea is the age of the quick work, and it cuts short. Praise the Lord. And off. The bride is gone. Praise the Lord. So, brethren, let's take notice of that. Now, the prophet is coming to show us what actually means the open door. Open door. Hi. Now, we will specifically dwell on the open door that no man can shut. First of all, I want to dwell on the open door as signifying the tremendous missionary efforts of that age. So the open door signifies a tremendous missionary effort Paul called it new missionary endeavor for the Lord. See, an open door. So, if even now we would take it upon ourselves and embark upon a tremendous missionary effort like we are doing in Carlo, it's an open door. Carlo is a word, an open door for the people that are in that place or in that region. Praise the Lord. So it's a tremendous missionary effort. So, the open door, that's what it means. He said, furthermore, and so he gave example in 2 Corinthians 2:12. The prophet read 2 Corinthians 2:12, which reads, furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, a door was opened unto me of the Lord. Amen. Prophet quoted 2 Corinthians 2:12. So we can see by the comparison of scriptures that this open door signified the greatest spreading of the gospel. That's the work that we have ever seen. Amen. So, open doors signified the greatest spreading of the gospel. Amen. Now, let's remember the scripture we read. It said, behold, he told Philadelphia age that I have set before thee an open door. That means there is going to be a message, a gospel, praise the Lord. The word of God is what? Going to come, praise the Lord. You see, when we go into further, you will see that between Philadelphia and Laodicea, this message came. That's the open door. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Between Philadelphia and Laodicea, that's what Jesus was telling Philadelphia age, that I've set before thee an open door. That means there's going to be a great missionary work. You see? So this message is what? Just we will come to the whole text of our lesson, praise the Lord, for you to understand that between Philadelphia and Laodicea came in this open door, this message that we are holding. Praise God. I want you to see something here. God works in trees, doesn't he? Yeah. It was in the third or the Pergamian age that the church was married to the state. See, from the beginning, I will come to that. From the beginning, Ephesus was what? A great word of God, where it was unadulterated word. But something happened. They started to move away from that first love. Amen. And that's what is called here. They said the church was married to the state. The deeds of the Nicolaitans had become the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. So let me take you back a little to Ephesus to remind your mind, to bring your memory back on what we have already studied on the Church of Ephesus about these Nicolaitans. The Church of Ephesus was what? The true word of God. With what the messenger being what? Apostle Paul. Praise the Lord. It was perfect. Word of God. Then something happened. He said, the Nicolaitan spirit now came in into the church. And Nicolaitan means, he said, it's two words, Nikao and Laos. Nikao, which means to conquer, and Laos, which means the laity. So the prophet said, in plain fact, somebody was doing something in the early church which was conquering the laity. If the laity were being conquered, then it must be some authority that is doing it. Amen. He said, the spiritual climate of that church, I love that, the spiritual climate. Amen. Always we got to be sure the kind of spiritual climate we have in this house. Amen. It should be what? Real sunshine. S-O-N. Shining. It shouldn't be like the winter, which kills every life. Praise the Lord. Cold. As this morning, I know everyone has come here with the Holy Ghost fire. As last Friday, Pastor led in the prayer meeting. Praise the Lord. The fire in the temple always burning perpetually. And we have what? The Holy Spirit fire in us. Praise God. And it should be a perpetual fire also. So the spiritual climate of a church, brethren, it must be always fire. So this morning, I know, we will show our fire this morning. Praise the Lord. And the worship and the amens that has to come to bring the word of God to life. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, he said, the spiritual climate of that church, he said, it had left its first love. See, it has left its first love. Living its first love of the word of God was revealed to us as having fallen from its origin, which was Pentecost. See? Said in plain language, in plain English, that means the church was in danger. If you go away from the word of God, the church is in danger. And of being taken away from the leading of the Holy Spirit, the control of the Spirit, you see. So let's watch it. He said, it started so small. Please, can someone ring the bell for us? He said, it started so small, so quietly, so unoffensively. That spirit, when it started to come into the church, it looked so small, so quietly, so unoffensively. It looked so good. It looked so sound. Oh, but brother, if it is contrary to the word, it is no. Praise the Lord. So let's watch it. Oh, I see, to keep our youth here, for them to be very happy, let's form a football team for them so that they will be happy and stay in the church here. No, sir! Praise the Lord. No, sir. But it looks so good. Because the children like to play football. They want to kick balls. But we cannot do it. It's contrary to the word of God. So that's the way how, in the church of Ephesus, this spirit came in, looked so good, looked so sound. Oh, truly, when we do that, the youth, like our brother Joseph, maybe will be a goalkeeper, you see. And that will be really very nice. And Gideon also, the number 9. We have a very strong youth here. Praise the Lord. We can form a football team. But my brother, it is no. See, that's the way how it waters down the Spirit of God. It is the word that inspires. Because the Bible says, all scripture has been what? Inspired. Amen. So if you want inspiration, real inspiration, it comes from the word. Praise the Lord. How many love him? We will continue, Lord willing, next week. Looking at the open door, we will get to the point really well for you to see how it came between
the two ages. Praise the Lord. Shall we bow our heads?
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you this morning. Lord, we thank you for speaking to us through your word, Lord. And Father, now it comes the time for us to show our worship and praises to your name, God. So, Father, we want to commit the sound leader into your hands, the musicians, our instruments, our lips, our hands. Everything, Lord, we want to commit into your hands, Lord Jesus, that we worship and praise your name, God. So, Father, come. Oh, be with us, Lord Jesus, and quicken us, Lord, this morning, even by your word, O God, that will come, committing our pastor, Lord, into your hands. Lord Jesus, oh, he comes, O God, overshadowed by the Holy Spirit, Lord, that every word that comes out of God will be a word of life, Lord Jesus. We commit all into your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to you. Bless you.